a Northside woman has filed a lawsuit in an attempt to block the appointment of Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman. That's after Governor Rick Scott last week picked the Republican to represent the overwhelmingly Democratic district. Brenda Priestley Jackson, a local attorney and District 10 resident, alleges the online portal Scott used to receive applications originally included an address certification process, but not for long.
Sometime after that fact, the following week, that requirement was taken down. Notice was not provided.
After former District 10 Councilman Reggie Brown was indicted for fraud, Scott selected Freeman, a resident of Mandarin, to replace him. Only then did Freeman begin renting a couple of rooms in a house in his new district, as Action News Jax reported. City lawyers claim the new councilman didn't assume official duties until he was sworn in Thursday, 2 days after changing his address.
Swearing in usually happens for elected officials. Elected, not appointed. It becomes, once the governor makes the appointment pursuant to the Florida Constitution, it's effective.
Priestley Jackson is asking the court to force Scott to pick someone else who resides in District 10, but she says she won't seek the appointment. Instead, she intends to run for the seat next year. Freeman won't say whether he plans to seek election. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.